The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number five, Jimmy Barnes was on the show, and we learnt you can take the boy out of Elizabeth, but you can't take Elizabeth out of the boy.
Your old stomping ground, Elizabeth, the Red Lion Hotel, gave free beer when it got to 45 degrees. Funnily enough, you'll be really surprised about this, Jimmy. They had a lineup to get in there.
You had to wait three hours to get in and hit.
What would happen in your day if you had free beer at a pub in Elizabeth?
We would kick the door in.
Number four, Limo dropped in and we learnt the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
My son's 2.5. I turn up the daycare to pick him up. One of the educators says, Anthony, do you drink much beer in front of Laddie? I said, why do you ask? Well, today he said he was pretending to drink beer like Daddy. He was even cheersing other kids.
Good on you.
He knows. Next thing you've got to teach him is you've got to look at the other kids and say, it's your shout.
Yeah. I'm more disappointed Limo called his kid Laddie than I am with the kid underage drinking. Number three. Speaking of kids gone wild, we learnt it was Rocco Rusciuto's first day at school.
Looking forward to going to Burnside Primary?
Yeah.
Are you going to wear jocks tomorrow?
No.
You're not? How come?
Because I don't like them.
Okay, I'm here with Rosie Rusciuto and Sophie. What about the fact he doesn't wear jocks, Rosie? Do you think he's going to get in trouble for that?
Yeah, I think he's going to get in trouble for that because you need to cross your legs and there might be something poking out of his jock.
His jingle jangles might fall out.
Jingle jangles aside, it looks like Rocco may have other issues adapting to school life as well.
How do you think he's going to go, Sophie?
I think he's going to actually get in trouble quite a bit. He tends to call people dumbasses and weirdos all the time.
What naughty words does he like to say?
Dick effer.
Butt crack.
Butt crack? What else?
Dickhead.
Idiot.
Yeah.
You bitch.
And, dumbass.
With his potty mouth and free-balling attitude, let's hope Rocco doesn't get expelled from school.
Look out, here comes Rocco.
Number two, we learned Pete Hellier will be appearing at WOMAD Music Festival for some reason.
What are you doing at WOMAD, Pete?
I've been learning the French horn, Roo, and I'm bringing it to WOMAD. I'm not part of the music section of the program. It's more about my books, my kids' books, Frankie Fish.
My little WOMAD story was I was out and about with the wife and kids, pulled up down near WOMAD and thought, we'll just drop in and go and have a look around. Walked up to the gate, the lady goes,
that'll be $380.
And I said, what? I said, it's just two of us and the kids are about five. She goes, yeah, $380. And I went, probably not going to worry about coming in. I was going to go in there for 15 minutes.
WOMAD, world music, that will cost you the world. And the number one thing we learned this week is that Dave Gleeson listens to Triple M at all hours of the night.
Dave Gleeson was on his way home from April. He rang the overnight program on Triple M.
Is that Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets?
It really is, Luke. How you going,
Gleeson, how are you, buddy?
I'm really well, thanks.
Jess tells me really that you've well. Just been to an eight ball comp. Is that correct?
I have. I live in the Adelaide Hills now. Just brilliant. There's kangaroos in the morning. There's koalas scuffling at night. Oh, yeah. Unreal.
And he also went on to say, Roo, that now, would you believe, women are playing eight ball.
Yeah,
and he said, all four women's rights.
Look. Well, all I can say is, bring it on. Women's rights, etc., etc. They're moving up in the world.
Well, hey, we gave them the vote. Now they can play eight ball as well. Please, so good morning.
Oh, thanks, guys. I thought no one was listening at that time of night.
How does eight ball finish in the hills at 1:40 in the morning?
Listen, I'd finished earlier than that, and then I walked home from the pub and was listening to Triple M on my phone, and I thought I'd give him a call, and yeah.
How much poo are you in on the home front?
My wife and I don't talk, so it doesn't matter. We got beaten 11-4 last night. Can you imagine how we celebrate when we win?
Hey, Rocco Rusciuto.
Yeah.
Stay in school or you'll end up like Dave Gleeson.
Look out, here comes Rocco.